Yeah, I kind of imagine, I mean, I know no field in medicine is easy. It's difficult to be a doctor. There's just something different, I think, Maria, about being in medical oncology.
Oh, yes.
What do you say when, I don't know if you run into residents or fellows who ask you, sort of how do you get through it? How do you deal with it?
Yeah, I have still a lot of interaction with the program I came from, the internal medicine program and the oncology program. And I get asked that question, what made you choose oncology? It's so sad. And I tell them, the patients that you see in the hospital, those are the sick ones. We have a lot of positive patients that do well in the outpatient setting that never set foot in the hospital. You don't see that part of the patients. And yes, yeah, I think an oncologist needs to have some way of draining all these emotions that we face every day. I tell them, you need to keep your familiar life. You need to have a sport if that's what brings you. If I don't exercise, I cannot deal with my day. Period. I need to have my 5 a.m. exercising.
That's where I was this morning. So, Heather, I just want to take a step back and ask for your global perspective on the issue of providing care to patients with advanced disease when cure is not feasible.
When I was a medical student, one of the reasons that I was drawn to oncology was that sort of a sense of purpose that people living with cancer and the people caring for them develop. And it was this ability to sort of stop and pause and think and really live, even as it's in the process of dying. And that's something that's continued to really be an amazing part of being an oncologist, because you're let into someone's life at that time when they really are struggling.